Sorry. I'm running late. I'm supposed to be doing Strike the Box at noon. It's now 12:05, and this song that's playing in our Rivendell playing system is just way too long to let go till the end, because I got to get my show started here. I'm already late. It's actually Chris's show, and I'm filling in for Chris very late. So stay tuned. This is WMFO Netfoot. I am Chuck. Stay tuned for Strike the Box.
Find us on the dial. Your radio station, W blah blah blah. I'm Chuck E, and you're ready for an audio journey, because here we go!
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
On the air.
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 You're on the radio. You're on the radio. About our anonymous guest who is sitting beside us.
He's on the radio.
I hope you no longer unconscious, because invisible faces are turned in invisible ways. The better to hear.
I see it, Barry. This should be a very dynamite show.
eyes can believe that your ears still can be bad, bad, bad to sound. Yet Radio Rosina is in the air.
Elvis Costello with the hit of the modern lovers to close out our mini radio montage brought to you by Chuck Hugh here at the Poly Blah Studios of Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, you get the idea how that started off. Here's some pirate radio for you.
Ships are sailing on stormy seas. There's a radio free America just for you and me. The big radio station is stinking up the air. It's a real nightmare. Say, I'm a diesel. Got on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC crawling your grave. The Coast Guards are coming to shut the pirate down. There's no believing free speech. The FCC's in town. Their axles and their hammers, they're smashing all the beds. They want a little battle, but the war's not over yet. Saying, I am a diesel. Cut on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC crawling your grave. Oh, what are they afraid of? That we might tell the truth. We might play something good and it wouldn't be a ghost. Not those stinky laws. Freedom from the FCC and their money grubbing paws. Sing! I am a diesel. Cut on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your grave. Lots of rum. We'll wake them, walk the plank. We're having lots of fun. Sing! I am a diesel. Cut on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your grave. I am a diesel. Cut on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your grave. Sing! I am a diesel. He's my name.
Willie Alexander and the Rastones. Some fine local music from his Rastonia Volume 1 CD he did 2 years ago. It was a remake of his 80s hit Radio Hot. Fine local artist living up there on the North Shore. And before that, Mojo Nixon and Skip Roper with Pirate Radio out of the 1990s. Well, we're not pirate radio, but we certainly go out there on the edge more than the commercial stations and big stations at the dial that they were railing against do. So we're kind of in between, you might say. We're community radio here at Tufts University. WMFO in Medford. My name's Chuck. We opened up with the radio montage that I like to use when I'm doing the fill-in on this show. This show being Strike the Box. Actually, I haven't filled in on this show in a long time. So it's good to be back. I enjoy hearing Chris and often sending my requests when he's doing a show, but he was not available today. So here I am. The band Physics, with a thing called Orbital Insertion, is what's behind me right now, some electronic music from the 21st century. Which is what we are well into these days. But today is the 50th anniversary of something that happened in the 20th century, if we're talking 50 years ago. But this day back in the 20th century, in 1966, a TV show appeared for the first time, looking well forward into the future, into the 24th century.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yes, that cultural phenomenon began 50 years ago today. And oddly enough, it was popular, but not wildly popular back in the day, because it was slated to go for 5 years, but was canceled after 3. Then a groundswell of support began, and you know the rest. But all that prompted a reason to play this here on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, my, it's true. My feet went on my dirty boots, and I'm not as we know it, not as we know it. It's light, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Ah! We are the Borg. Time travelers of the 24th century. Sent on a mission to prepare you for assimilation into the Borg Collective. The assimilation process is slow. It will take 12 generations for the assimilation to be complete. The first steps are simple. Just think of us as your Borg friends who are helping you climb the ladder of species development.
Bizarre. It's a band called The Borg. They were on the local scene here back in the mid-90s. I guess that would make it around 20 years ago then, wouldn't it? The Borg featuring T-Max and his son as a duet. They got dressed up in the Borg costumes and went out and played in clubs and did songs about being Borg. A fitting way to end our little Star Trek tribute set. Before that, we heard from DOA, from their Talk Minds Action Equals Zero CD. I think it came out 2 years ago. They did Captain Kirk, Spock, Scotty, and Bones. The Firm with their very funny video, Star Trekking. It's a, the video features claymation of all the Star Trek characters. Quite amusing. And of course, the classic early 80s Where's Captain Kirk by Spitzy Negro. And we even heard the Star Trek theme from the original TV show at the top of that set. Yeah, that Star Trek theme hit the airwaves for the first time 50 years ago tonight. I can't remember if I saw the first episode or not. I mean, I'm old enough to have been around then, and I know I became a fan of the show as a kid, but I don't think I actually saw the first one. And at least if I did, it didn't have that big of an impact on me as it has on everybody these days. Behind me right now is the music of Mother Mallard's Portable Masterpiece Company. They were an experimental electronic trio out of upstate New York back in the early 70s. And I thought a good bed of backing music coming out of all that space-oriented material, even though all that was done mostly in the rock vein. I've got a couple of requests I'm going to get to, even before coming into the show. So, there's a brand new thing from Amanda Palmer. She's been very active lately, very prolific. Well, Mr. Kurt sent me a new tune that she just released about playing in clubs and being on the door, about being on the guest list. And that's what it's called, On the Door. And we'll hear that coming up in just a few seconds here at WMFO in Medford.
Yo, Amanda, it's Mike Posner. I need tickets to your show for my mom. So, Mike Posner's mom, +4. Make it happen.
Hi, love. It's me. I think there's some kind of screw-up back here, because my name isn't actually down on the guest list, and I've explained that this is probably because I'm your husband. I'm meant to be on the stage with you. Anyway, you're not there. I'll try Kate.
You're on the door, -1. You're on the door, -2. You're on the door, -3. You're on the door, -4.
Hey, Amanda. Hi. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're in my town. It's Kirsten Vangsness. The entire cast of Criminal Minds. I think I can get everybody to go. I'm not sure. Some people might work late, but if you could save 7 tickets, that would be amazing. I really want everyone to come and see me, you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Is this Amanda? I'm in town for just a little bit. I think you put me on the list, and I was wondering if I could have maybe a few more people. I have some people from Compact Records that want to come and see the show. Yeah, if not, I understand. But just remember, you know, I got you into the party at the Bergheim, so.
When you want the door list, you're pushing all your luck. The door list is for those I want to see undress and fuck. So if you really love me and want to see the show, then show your coins and gird your loins and get your face down low. You're on the door, -1. You're on the door, -2. You're on the door, -3. You're on the door, -4. I'm gonna do that one again. Yeah. You're on the door, -1. You're on the door, -2. You're on the door, -3. You're on the door, -4.
Amanda Palmer, it is your Jewy friend, Sarah Silverman. So my stepmother, Janice, her dentist, I guess, is a big fan of yours and wants to come to the show tonight, if you can put him on the list. His name is Dr. Dennis Schlottberg. He'll be coming alone. He'd love to meet you after, take a picture. I know he's bringing you Coke. I don't know if you're into that, but he has a lot of Coke, I guess. All right, bye.
Hey, so it's Patton. So listen, okay, so I was +3. I know it's right before the show. I need to be +2, but there's still another +1. It's +3, but the other +1 isn't with me. It'll be under my name, +1. They'll come later. So it's +2, but then an extra +1. Thanks.
Hi, Kate. it's Neil, and listen, they're being a bit silly up there, that my name isn't down on the door. Maybe if somebody can just come down and sort this out.
Pay to eat.
Pay to eat.
Pay to swim.
Pay to swim.
Pay for me.
Pay for me.
Or don't come in.
Or don't come in.
Pay to drink.
Pay to drink.
Pay the price.
Pay the price.
Don't pay me.
Don't pay me.
That's not so nice.
That's not so nice.
Bring yourself.
Bring yourself.
Bring a friend.
Bring a friend.
You can watch.
You can watch.
While your friend bends.
While your friend bends.
Take a hike.
Take a hike.
Take a chance.
Take a chance.
Don't pay for me.
Don't pay for me.
And you don't dance.
And you don't dance.
Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance.
On the door, minus one.
You're on the door,
minus two.
You're on the door,
minus three.
You're on the door,
minus four.
Hey Amanda, it's Craig Ferguson. Could you put me on the door tonight, please? I'll be with my friends Shrek and Fat Bastard from the Austin Powers movies. And Scotty from Star Trek. Thank you.
Hey Amanda, it's Eugene. I see that we're both in Cleveland and I have a day off today, and I was wondering if you could put me on the guest list. I'm with Dick Cheney and REO Speedwagon, so I was wondering if you could put me on plus nine. We're in town for a puppetry convention that's tomorrow, so if you want to come, if you're free, you know, I can put you on plus two. Anyway, give me a call. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Amanda. It's Mel Britton. Long story short, I'm chaperoning this class trip, and I'm in way over my head. So I was wondering if I can get some guest list spots into your show tonight for myself, plus 234. Give me a call back.
Amanda, sweetheart, you have to help us. It's Lorraine Levine. We're here outside your concert, but there's something wrong with the guest list. I don't know what to do, honey, but it's very late at night. There's a lot of people here with a lot of tattoos, and the man is not very nice. All right, sweetheart. Have a wonderful show with the nice people inside, with all the piercings.
You're on the door.
Minus one.
You're on the door.
Minus two.
You're on the door.
Minus three.
You're on the door.
Minus four. You're on the door.
You're on the door.
Minus four. You're on the door.
You're on the door.
Minus four. You're on the door. Minus four. You're on the door.
Tell Kate and Brendan everything's fine. I don't need to get in. Have a wonderful show. I can hear it through the walls. It's great. I just ran into Eugene and the guys from REO Speedwagon, and nuts coincidence, I've also run into Kirsten, Patton Oswalt, Craig, and Sarah Jones, and Mike, and this really sweet old lady called Lorraine, who's here with Sarah. We decided to go to this fantastic secret taco place down the road. They do this live genderqueer puppetry, and they face painting, and all sorts of things. Anyway, I'll text you the address, and I'm going to put your name on the door. Plus two. I know there won't be any problem getting in.
Hey, Amanda. It's Ben Folds. You're not going to believe this. We're in the same town. I'm driving some friends to dinner right now. I'm fucked up. And I looked up at the marquee next door. Boom. Amanda Palmer. 8 o'clock. I said, I can't believe she's still doing this. Anyway, look, could you put me on the door plus six? Girls, you all want to go? Palmer. Amanda Palmer, my friend. Doesn't know. It's like alternative rock. Okay, plus three. Ben Foles, plus three. We're going to be 45 minutes late, but we're going to be there supporting you and cheering you on. Okay, I love you. And play some old shit.
Hey,
outside the backstage door to breathe some nicotine and maybe check my mailbox, see if I can read the screen. Then I heard a click, the stage door lock. I knew just what that meant. I'm gonna have to walk around the block if I wanna get in. A wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. Wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. I can't explain it, I don't know why my heart beats like a fist when I meet some dude with an attitude saying,
hey, you can't do that, or this.
And the man was large, a well-dressed 6'8", and he's acting like St. Peter standing guard at the pearly wristband. My man, you got to have a wristband. You don't have a wristband, you don't get through the door. And I said, wristband? I don't need a wristband. My axe is on the bandstand. My band is on the floor. I mean, it's just right. Get through.